Our next item is conditional use number 2001, Christina Abramowitz.
Mr. Chairman, that again is in my territory and on the same road as my previous motion. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 2001 for Christina Abramowitz for a veterinarian practice based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The site is located within an entirely residential location. The proposed use is inconsistent with the residential surroundings. I do not want to start a trend of small businesses locating in otherwise residential neighborhoods. There are other locations for small businesses with the possibility of expansion on properties that are more appropriate for the business uses that are already zoned for business use. Many parties from the neighborhood appeared in opposition to the conditional use, expressing concerns about the traffic generated by it, the incompatibility with the neighborhood, concerns about the number of animals that could be seen at the facility being incompatible with the residential area, concerns about properties losing its appearance as a residential structure within the otherwise residential neighborhood, and other issues. During the hearing, 17 people were present in opposition to the application from the neighborhood. And while there were people on record in favor of the application, none of them were from the residential neighborhood surrounding the site. While this could be a home occupation that does not require a conditional use, the information in the record does not clearly support that possibility. For example, the applicant stated that she has an intern working for her, which is not permitted as a home occupation. Also, based upon the applicant's plans for the property, it was unclear whether she intends to reside there full time. The information that was provided about the applicant's business plan was also unclear, with the possibility of business growth and expansion exceeding what is permitted as a home occupation. To summarize, I am concerned that the approval of the conditional use for a veterinarian practice at this site, even with conditions, would create problems in this residential neighborhood. Even if the commission imposed restrictive conditions on the use, it would lead to further problems as a veterinarian practice becomes more popular and expands. It is more appropriate for this use to be started in an appropriate location from the beginning, where it can be reasonably expanded under the appropriate zoning and location that is suitable for future expansion.
Discussion?
Sure.
Well, I understand Mr. Burton's reasons for the denial. I differ on some of those reasons in terms of, as I understood it from the public hearing, the intern was unpaid and was serving in a volunteer capacity, and I don't know that a home occupation-based business would preclude that from happening. Two, I'm not clear if it was actually in a subdivision. I know historically the commission does not grant conditional uses in subdivisions. But if it is on a public street, I know that in the past we have permitted conditional uses on public streets. So if it's not in a subdivision, then I wouldn't have if it's not in a subdivision, I wouldn't have as strong opposition to it. And given if in fact the intern is unpaid and is a volunteer and she doesn't have any plans to hire any employees, I certainly think this would qualify for a home-based occupation. And would be available for perhaps approval through the Planning and Zoning Office as a home-based business, meaning that home-based business, as I understand, allows for the owner-occupant to have a business. And certainly the type of veterinarian practice that was presented to us is very low-key, virtually no impact, housing of animals, and it's not considered a hospital. So it's a different type of veterinary practice than we normally might consider. I would either be inclined to either approve as under a conditional use with restrictions, or hopefully the applicant might seek approval as a home-based occupation. So.
Okay. Can I respond to that? Just one thing, just sure. For clarity. The home occupation definition I think there's an assumption that's sort of a natural one, that it whether you're an employee or not makes a difference. It just talks about the occupation has to be conducted solely by one or more members of a family on the premises. So it doesn't matter if you have people that are volunteers or paid or not. It has to be, solely one or more members of the family. It can't be others. So, again, I hear what you're saying, and that would make sense, but that's not what the code says.
So she'd have to adopt the volunteer in order to qualify.
That's true. <Yeah.
laughs> Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Anyone else want to?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Mr. Burton's reasoning on this. I, too, would not want to see a trend established in that neighborhood up and down that street. And while this, as Mr. Johnson said, this veterinary practice did not fit into the narrow box that I had assumed it to be prior to the public hearing, it was something different than what I'm familiar with as taking care of pets and animals. I feel it's, given its uniqueness, it's probably a business that's going to, if it's properly managed, it's going to expand and grow, and it'd probably be better suited somewhere outside, even if those extra costs of having to lease or build something elsewhere need to be passed on to the public. I agree with Mr. Burton's reasons. Thank you.
Yes, I also agree with Mr. Burton. Rationale. I understand, Mr. Johnson, the public street aspect of it, but in this situation, I think it's very unique. Maybe only one other application in my memory before the commission where we had a conditional use application on a public road or public street in which it was basically a dead end cul-de-sac with all residential. So while it's not one subdivision, in reality, the people that moved there recognized it was not a through street and treated it as such when they moved there. So their expectations were for residential traffic of people that live there, maybe UPS trucks coming in and out, but not commercial or business traffic. It's unfortunate that this application is in this unique situation because I like the applicant's project, and I'm disappointed that we can't accommodate that through the owner-occupied provisions in our ordinance. It's hard on small businesses to get started in a business. And, in this stage in that business, this would probably be helpful to her. But the code is what the code is, and our job is what it is. So I agree with Mr. Burton's motion.
Okay. Well, I have to say that I have shared Mr. Johnson's feelings on the matter, and I would encourage the applicant maybe to pursue the idea of a home occupation at least to its logical end through the normal channels. As Mr. Ross pointed out, we're bound by the ordinance we have, and we have to adhere to it. It really isn't about whether we like projects or not, and I'm sure none of you have ever heard me say that before. But it's not about whether we like them or not. And frankly, I like this one. But we have had a long-standing policy for the 20-some years that I've been here that in subdivisions, typically we don't do conditional uses. It would have to be a very special circumstance, and I'm not sure this one rises to that, especially when there might be another avenue. So I have to say that I reluctantly agree with Mr. Burton's position. So we have yet to have a second, gentlemen, so we'll entertain a second.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion for denial made by Mr. Burton.
All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to recommend a denial of conditional use number 2001, Christina Abramowitz, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. So the motion carries 3-2.